This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Glad to have you with us here on this Monday holiday. Happy President's Day. Hope you're enjoying a day with the kids. If you're so equipped. I remember we don't always get these sorts of days off. There was a time where we sort of took turns with these sorts of holidays rather than just save them all up as comp days. And I can remember one particular President's Day where the big net, like a real, you know, not a net like you'd use on at leisure rinks, but like, you know, the best net you can get for street hockey, I guess I want to say, right? Like a real net. Got that and just had the most fun in the, well, me and Owen did. Leo probably didn't really like it. He's not the biggest sports nut, but at that age, you know, he just sort of went along with it. And just so much fun playing road hockey on a day like, very much like today, probably wasn't this cold. Anyway, joining us now as we're in a hockey kind of state of mind with the success so far of this Four Nations face-off tournament involving all the best players from Canada, Sweden, Finland, and the United States. Paul Hamilton in long form. Paul going to join me here for a good long chat. So if you're out there and have questions about the Sabres and the way forward and the trade deadline, etc., know that lines are open here at 803-0550. Not that Paul and I won't have plenty to go over by ourselves. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing, Bulldog?
I am doing just great. How close to best game ever status did Saturday night get for you?
It was a great game. I love the competitiveness of it, how every single inch of ice had to be fought for. They just played the game the right way. The excitement was there. It was super intense. All those elements. I just wish the skill could have come out more. Please don't get me wrong. It was a great hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
A great hockey game. But I just thought the skilled, other than McDavid, the skilled players, you know, just were stifled in the game because everything was so tight. But that's the way great players are. They understand what needs to be done to win a hockey game. And that's the way that game was being played. So they know that, hey, you know, that's what you had to do to win that game. And, you know, you didn't get to see that they take your breath away skill that maybe we saw today, or not maybe, we did see today against Finland. Or we saw earlier in the tournament on the first day. But I understand why it was played like that, mm-hmm. but I miss I want to see the skill and the beauty of the game on top of having such a great game. And I just felt we didn't get to see that because of the way the game was played. But it was such a fantastic, competitive, well-played hockey game.
Yeah, I am not at all like sneezing at how great it was. I mean, really, from the opening, I did not see that start coming from the Tkachuk brothers or JT Miller. It feels like just such a bygone era that it was kind of incredible that it happened the way it did. But yeah, Paul, I said earlier on the show, and I should, you know, bear in mind that there's a generation of people Zach's age that have hardly seen the best on best, right? We've had a couple of Olympics, and that's it. World Championships is really not that at the end of the year, because you know a lot of the best players are in the playoffs and not there for that. So the stakes were high enough. The intensity was absolutely there. What I would have needed to say, like, the greatest game I've ever sat down and watched. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat. I was excited, and there was almost some really incredible plays. What I would have needed is more lead changes. You know, just if I have that same game, fights and all, but it's 4-3 or 5-4, and they're trading punches and all the emotion that would go with that, I think you've got something that could get closer to best game I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was, and you know, I got to see, since I'm a tad bit older, as you are, I'm not trying to call you old, but you know, we got to see.
I don't
know,
even blush at that anymore, Paul. It doesn't
yeah,
even register.
To see the 87 series in Hamilton, where Lemieux and Gretzky are on the same line, and they score the game-winning goal. Hawerchuk wins the defensive zone face-off, and up they come up the ice with just gorgeous skill. And if I recall, that goal might have made it 5-4, you know, where you know, mm-hmm. you're playing it, both teams have the skill. And, you know, that's that. If we're talking about best games ever, I think I'm going back to that.
Yeah.
You know, those games.
That's very much how I feel. And, again, that is not to judge these games harshly. I mean, I could not have had my expectations met or exceeded more by this tournament so far. You know, across the board, really. Even this Finnish-Canadian game today got pretty tight at the end, Paul. Like, it got a little nerve-wracking for Canada, who wanted, of course, to win the game in regulation to assure that they could get themselves into that championship game, and they did end up getting there. But Finland finally found their way a little bit late in the third period. What I'm wondering is what we see tonight. You know, like, this isn't the Bills playing a meaningless Week 18 finale, because you don't have backups. You know, there's a couple guys. I know, you know, Matthew Tkachuk will be out, and the different goalie's going to play, and one change they can make on defense, and they'll do that. But, you know, the balance of the rosters are going to have to play. And I wonder, like, how, maybe it means a lot to these guys to try to have a winning streak as a team going into the 26 Olympics in Italy. That's about the only motivation I can find for the U.S. to really dig in on this game tonight against Sweden.
Yeah, it's a shame. But when you have a format like that, this can happen, and it has happened, where the last game means nothing, and that's just a shame, you know, that it is that way. But, you know, yeah, Connor Hellebuyck isn't in goal. Many feel that he's the best goaltender in the NHL, but Jake Oettinger is not a bad goaltender.
Right.
He might be in the top five, you know, and so it's not like, you know, you're calling some guy up from the East Coast League. You're still going to have a great goaltender in net. And I was just about, you know, Binnington, I just thought, did not play well against Team USA. I would have liked him to stop both goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm watching him make some really great saves in this game. I thought, okay, there you go. If he plays like that on Thursday, Canada definitely has a chance. And then the first goal goes in, I go, geez, another one. You know, where he's not squared up right in his net, leaves the far side, it's in the net. I haven't really gone over the last two goals to think to myself, should he have had them, should he not? I'm leaning towards maybe not. But but I saw that goal, I go, here we go again. That's three now, where I thought to myself, you got to make a save there. You got to make a big save there. But they're up 4-0, so it didn't matter that he didn't make a big save on that particular goal. But again, is that going to be the thing that kills Canada on Thursday, is goaltending? And the knock on Hellebuyck is he plays so much in the regular season that he runs out of gas in the playoffs. because he's never really had a great playoff where he's had great regular seasons. Well, this is February. This isn't at the end of the year where he might be tired.
Right.
And he's been quite good in the Team USA net. And Ben Connor Hellebuck, I mean, that you would expect to see. So you can't say he's not a big game goaltender. You can say that about Linus Allmark. I've watched Linus Allmark crumble in the AHL playoffs. I've watched him crumble in the NHL playoffs. I didn't like his game that he played when he came in relief in this one. He seems to be able to be very good in regular seasons, but when you need him, he doesn't seem to be there. But Hellebuck, I think the criticism might be right. He just tires out. If he's playing 65, 70 games or whatever it is that he plays, I'd have to look it up. It seems like maybe it's too many for him.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if Winnipeg has any reason to be thinking that as well. Certainly they would be thinking about how to get the best out of him when it matters the most. The fact that they've got a 9-point lead in the Central and a 9-point lead for the top record in the West, maybe they can keep that in mind as they go through the back end of the season here and maybe spot him a little more than they normally would, Paul.
And Billington is quite capable of having a fantastic – he has won a Stanley Cup. So it's not like he's not capable of stealing a hockey game for you. He's very capable. It's just I haven't liked it yet. And that was the criticism. And Hill, is there. He's also won a Stanley Cup. I was a little surprised after the last game he didn't wind up in net for this one. But they made
like
a commitment
Bennington,
to Billington.
Yeah, yeah.
And they stuck with it. They have two. They're the only team in this tournament that has two Stanley Cup winners in goal, but yet they might be, it might be their downfall is the goaltending.
I would agree with that. I think they were the most questionable in goal of the four nations going into it. And the fact that they've leaned on Binnington like they have, I agree, Paul. I think we talked about it after the first game against Sweden. He didn't get beat. But I thought he was kind of all over the place in that game.
Yeah, you needed a big save that you're not getting.
Yeah.
Right, Lindy Ruff talked about that with Luukkonen earlier. Luukkonen hasn't been awful, but he hasn't been what we saw last year in the last 30 games where he was just lights out. He was making those big saves. His numbers were right on top of the league for those games. And he's doing that sometimes this year, probably more times than not. But there have been more games that have cropped up where you're not getting that big save. And that's what I'm thinking with Billington is, he's quite capable of stealing you that one game, but he has not been making those big saves when he has to.
Paul, you're going to make some of our audience crazy if you keep calling Binnington Billington. Craig Billington.
I've done that my whole career. I don't know why I do that.
Well,
I'm so sorry I do that.
L's for N's. I mean, it can happen.
I do that enough.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The former Devil goalie, I call Blackwood, Blackwell, Blackwell, Blackwood. I don't know why my brain does that. I know who these goalies are, and I apologize that I say their name.
Paul, we're all getting old. That's what it is. You said sheepishly you didn't want to. Anyway, I'll just say plainly.
And keep on me on that.
That's what happened. Why I did it. I care about you. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Again, lines are open if you want to talk about this Four Nations face-off. We'll get to the Sabres as we go here. We got a long visit scheduled with Paul here. 803-0550 is the number. Did you, before the game, have any inkling whatsoever what the Tkachuk brothers and JT Miller might be up to start this game on Saturday night, Paul? Because I did not at all. Didn't even think about it.
I wasn't expecting. Well, two for sure stage fights. Maybe the third one was staged. But at least that was a scrum in front of the net. The first two definitely were. I mean, the Tkachuks admitted that they were on a text line with Miller, and they basically – and then Brady, like, I think one of the two of them – I think Matthew said after Matthew's fight, Brady yelled over to the bench. Bennett knew.
Right.
He said, come on, Benny, get out here. Your turn.
Right.
You know, and Canada's coaches were okay with it. Yeah, go. Go ahead. And you know, 1 second later, they're off and doing it. So – No, I didn't see that kind. Since Miller was in on the texting, maybe that was planned.
That sure sounds like it to me. Yeah,
but at least there was a scrum in the net, around the crease,
yep.
And everybody started pushing. So that's more like I can accept that one. I I'm not crazy about stage fighting. I'm just not. I don't think it had anything to do with the game. I don't think it did anything. And what really upsets me the most is it was such a great hockey game. But the first thing out of people's mouths when they talk about that, and I'm so glad it wasn't the first thing out of our mouths when we were talking about it, were the fights. And that disturbs me because they were staged fights. I love fighting in hockey. I enjoy a good fight. But I want to see it as part of the game. You know, and that's what I just didn't like about the first two.
Yeah, I hear you, and I feel that way about stage fighting. I think when it's guys that are stars, if not superstars in the league, at least as it pertains to the Tkachuk brothers, I don't know about Brandon Hagel and Sam Bennett. Those are more role players on good teams, Tampa and Florida, respectively. It resonated. I mostly want to just get out of the way, Paul. You know, like my taste for it has changed, you know this, over the years, you know, really 180 degrees. But in that moment, it just kind of blew me away. I did not find myself thinking about Keith Tkachuk and Keith Primo and Claude Lemieux and Billy Guerin from 96, even though obviously Guerin's the GM of this team. Keith Tkachuk is the father of the two Tkachuk brothers. It wasn't a connection that I made. So I don't know. I thought it set a tone for how much it meant in a way that, like, a staged fight in any other regular season game is a very different thing to me than what I think we saw Saturday. If I'm making the differentiation clear there.
I understand. I get it. And I know probably my opinion is less accepted. I would say more people agree with you on this. I just kind of like what Lindy Ruff said. You know, I don't remember the fight we're talking about, but you know, he said, it was when they
Gilbert, yeah. Gilbert answered after the Devils thing. Yeah,
I would just rather see a fight that means something.
Right,
it was something like the quote. I don't know if I'm quoting him exactly, and that's it's just my, and I know fighters that have said you know, back in the day of Rob Ray and Andrew Peters, and, you know, where you had a brawler who, you know, there would be staged. I mean, let's face it, Ray Domi. How many times was that staged?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, all right, Ray and Domi are here. They're going to fight at some point in this game. And I've had fighters say, I hated those staged fights. I really hated to have to do it, but it was my job, and I had to do it. And I'm not going to mention names, but I've had people, mm-hmm. you know, more than one say that they just hated that part of the job, that they had to go out and stage a fight to do it. And, you know, I remember the bench-emptying brawls, and I didn't mind those at all because they were natural. They came organically. It's like these teams hate each other. Next thing you know, the bench is clear. It's like, okay, cool. I was good,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, I just – for me, and just my opinion, I'm just not big on that stage stuff.
I mentioned phone lines are open here, and we've got some folks who want to talk to Paul, which I'm flattered. I hope you are flattered as well, Paul. 803-0550 is the number. Let's fire it up. Michael is first up this segment here on WGR. Michael, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Basically, my favorite games were the Miracle on Ice, for sure. That was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the I think it was Game 5 or Game 6. I'm not sure, when Buffalo played New Jersey and it was 1-0 with the
four overtime game. Yeah.
That was a great one. Also, Buffalo and Montreal in the 70s. There was so many bench-clearing brawls. It was. I used to go to those games. They were fantastic. I think Gary Bettman has ruined hockey. I think he has destroyed the NHL. I don't even watch it. I don't watch hockey no more.
What did he do to do that?
Do you think that because there's less fighting now is why you think that?
Well, I think there's less fighting.
Well, it's definitely less fighting. We don't have to think it. I mean, it's definitely true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I just can't stand Gary Bettman. I think he ruined hockey.
Okay. Michael, thank you for the call.
I guess my question would be, what has he done to ruin hockey?
I think the biggest thing he's done wrong is make us wait 9 years for what we're watching in the last five or 8 days. That to me is egregious and indefensible. Other than that, I mean, there are certainly things. You know, offsides review, Paul, has come in under his watch. I mean, I'm not crazy about that. But I think the league itself is in a better place than it's been in a long time for me. But not having these international events happen best on best is egregious now that we're seeing how great mm-hmm. it can be. So
and revenues would say, too, that the NHL is growing by leaps and bounds. The salary cap is going to go up by a lot, you know, from what's been being said. It seems like we might be able to get a labor agreement without having strikes and
right.
a bunch of garbage.
What a concept, right?
You know, because of, you know, the money that is being generated now by the National Hockey League. So something from that standpoint is going right, that they're making money and they're able to generate revenue somehow. Now, I'm not smart enough to tell you how they're doing that. They get more for the TV contracts now than they used to. That's part of it. I think more fans are probably in buildings, not Buffalo's building. Buffalo used to be close to sellouts almost every night. Matter of fact, way back in the day, they did sell out every night. You know, there are more people in buildings, and they're just, whether it's merchandise mm-hmm. or whatever it is, they're making more money.
Yeah, to the caller's core point there, the game has changed a lot. I changed with it myself, not out of convenience. I don't miss that stuff like we've already talked about. We both grew up on it, so did the caller, and there was an undeniable tension and adversarial nature of the sport that has been gone for a long time, and I get it. But once you got to a point where you're making the kind of money players are making, to think you were going to have that type of game, I think is just – It's hard to get that level of intensity night in and night out. And I frankly think the skill and explosiveness in the game today is better than it's ever been, and to me has replaced the bench clearing stuff like the caller is talking about. But I don't judge anyone harshly for romanticizing about it. It was a ton of fun. I loved it when I was a kid. I don't need it anymore, but I understand people who really miss it. It's never getting back to that. But that's part of what I think, Paul, why you're saying you don't like that people are so excited by that facet of it, because it sort of overshadows what was a game that had McDavid and Crosby on the ice against Matthews and Jack Eichel and all these stars playing in these games.
Now, if 3 seconds into the game somebody had broken their stick over somebody's head, let's get it on. Right. I mean, let's go 5-on-5. Right. I mean, I'm fine with that, but it's you go back to the old Oilers. I mean, Grant Fuhrer was a great goaltender, but you look at his numbers and people say, are you kidding me? But Grant Fuhrer, with that fire wagon hockey that was going on in front of him, would always make the big save when he had to. You know, it might be a 6-5 game, but and all the skill that you saw that went with it. But when in the third period, when it was a 6-5 game, he would make that save every time. And that's why they won cups, in addition to the great players that they had. I miss that, when the game was like that, where you had people like Pat LaFontaine and Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux getting 150 points, or in some cases 200 points. I miss that.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. He's going to hang around for about another hour or so. So keep the calls coming. You want to get into the Four Nations. Paul, it seems something you said on the morning show has gotten quite a bit of traction on social media. So we'll have to get...
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't know the context I would love to get back into it.
I will definitely... people want to talk to you about it, so that you will have the opportunity to explain your entire platform. Is that... Anyway, Paul's going to hang with us. 803-0550, you want to get in on it. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away this week, and you're listening to WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.